The path to musical stardom isn't linear, and there's not just one. But I feel pretty comfortable saying that the fates conspired in exceptional ways for Naz Mohammed. She's the daughter of Kurdish Muslim parents who fled the Gulf War 3 decades ago and settled in the Netherlands, where Naz was born. She's 21 years old now, goes by her first name on stage, sells out concerts in Amsterdam and tours Europe. Sonia Narang has this profile.
All that I'm saying is that I'm staying true.
In one of her music videos, Naz Mohammed sits down to a sprawling meal on the floor. She's surrounded by her elders, Kurdish men dressed in traditional clothes.
And this symbolizes a lot because I'm at the head of the table.
The video makes a statement.
Often the men are sitting down and then the women are covered and they're preparing the food and cleaning everything up. And of course, things have changed a lot. But in this specific case, we're all sitting together and eating together as equals.
The video sums up Naz's personality and drive. Keep pushing for what you want and people will slowly accept.
I think there's a lot of willpower and strength that comes with being Kurdish, considering the fact that basically we've always been told that we don't really have a home. It kind of lets you grow a thick skin, and I feel that that subconsciously comes back in the music.
It's like I'm in a movie where I never got the part. I actually really want it.
Naz says she had to convince her parents to let her become a musician. They wanted her to focus on school.
So I did not have a lot of freedom to, you know, be young and a teenager and go out.
She secretly started writing and recording songs when she was 15. Her room became her musical cocoon.
I was dependent of just my four walls to be inspired by. A lot of my songs I've actually written by looking at photographs of people that I found on the internet, not in a creepy way. And just looking them in the eye and thinking, what would I want to sing to you right now?
The sounds of your voice make me swim through the storm in a form I never know about. It's so new, just like you in my life.
She created the songs on her first record using the basic setup in her room. A Yamaha keyboard, a microphone, and her laptop.
Bits of Naz, the EP just came so fast. I think almost all the songs were made in the same month. I was just obsessively sitting in my room.
In the beginning, she wasn't allowed to go to the recording studio in Amsterdam without her brother by her side. Then she found Kurdish manager Arian Bedawi. That's what really helped her get her parents on board. He says there were a lot of big family dinners involved.
I thought maybe me with the same cultural background can maybe persuade her parents to, you know, give her some more privileges, because they were afraid she would lose her identity going into the music. I made very clear that the whole thing that makes Naz special to me is that it's her. It's a young Kurdish girl in her bedroom making these amazing songs.
The sound waves of your voice make me swim through the storm in the fog. I never know about it, so no, just like you in my life.
As someone raised between two very different cultures, Naz is redefining what it means to be Dutch.
Growing up in a Kurdish household and then having Dutch people around you all the time, because you live in Holland, it means that you have completely different morals around you all the time, and you kind of get confused to which ones you agree yourself.
Her understanding of how to bridge these cultures has helped her grow her fan base across the Netherlands and Europe.
Come on, tell me!
At concerts, her audiences hang on to every word and sing along. On stage, she's a ball of energy, jumping up and down, shaking her long black hair.
Love you too.
At a three-night run of sold-out shows in Amsterdam, a long line of fans snaked around the concert venue in the cold. One of them was Irina Okulskaya. She's Dutch Azerbaijani and made the two-hour trip to see Naz from the southern Netherlands.
I myself am also from another culture. I follow her on Instagram, and sometimes I see that, like, her father would text her after one of her shows saying that he's proud of her. I feel like that is really, really a good example for so many people from other cultures here in the Netherlands.
Her parents and her community are proud of what Naz has accomplished.
My dad is a doctor, my mom is his assistant, and she's been telling me that often Middle Eastern parents come in and they say, My daughter has been wanting dance lessons, and we've allowed her to go because we've seen how Naz is doing and we're proud of her.
Naz recently moved out of her parents' home and into an apartment she shares with her brother.
Yeah, precis, my discount, yeah.
These days, she mostly records new music in the studio. But even with her newfound freedom, Naz still credits her parents.
Being parents that fled, they went through so much and went so much out of their way to still change. So I just have a lot of respect for that.
And that's made her a star. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Narang in Rotterdam.